KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Three people have lost their lives after a storm wreaked havoc in Margate. According to Medivac, the car the victims were in was swept off a bridge near Fiddlewood Farm last night. The vehicle was found some kilometres away with two adults and the child still inside. Ugu Municipality spokesperson Franz Zama is one of the officials at the scene.
We are indeed currently conducting an on-site assessment in terms of the damage, and I can also indicate that while we are conducting this, there are bodies that have been discovered along the market area. Our rescue teams are still pursuing with their rescue mission. But in essence, the areas around Margate have been hardly hit by the storm.
An orange level 5 alert for disruptive rain remains in place for the extreme southeastern part of KwaZulu-Natal. Other areas in the southeast are on yellow level 2. An eThekwini municipal official has been slapped with an 8-year jail sentence for corruption. The Durban Specialised Commercial Crimes Court heard how Sudesh Birutach demanded 100,000 rand from a resident who wanted his building plans approved. The 54-year-old was employed as the team leader of Planning and Development section in 2018. Birutach later demanded 10,000 rand from the resident who reported the matter to the Hawks. He appeared in court last year, May, where he was found guilty and was convicted for contravention of the Corruption Act. The Israeli War Cabinet is meeting this afternoon, vowing to retaliate for Iran's weekend aerial strikes. It's understood virtually all of Tehran's 300 missiles and drones were shot down by Israel and its allies on Saturday night. Iran had warned that it would take action after an attack on its embassy in Syria earlier this month that left 13 people dead, including two Iranian officials. Israeli diplomat Danny Ayalon says any retaliation must be timed carefully.
We have never taken any overt operation against Iran, and now it's the first time actually that Iran has done it from their own territory, announcing it, so they are actually exposing themselves for the first time, so there should be ramification.
And finally, Australians have brought two special friends back together. Authorities down under had sparked public outrage by keeping Molly the magpie and Peggy apart. A Queensland couple's pictures of the bird cozying up with their Staffordshire Bull Terrier delighted many on social media. Juliet Wells and Reese Mortensen had taken Molly in as a nestling in 2020, but they had to surrender the bird more than 6 weeks ago to environmental authorities. Under Queensland state law, magpies and other protected wildlife can only be cared for by people with a license to show they have the needed skills. Reactions to the separation, including an online petition. Now the Environment Department says it has issued a specialised license to Wells and Mortensen after they agreed to undergo wildlife carer training and make no commercial gain from the bird or its image. The top story this hour, authorities have confirmed three people have died as a result of the Margate storms. More news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.